Mr. Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
May it please the court, my name is Douglas A. Johnson, assistant public defender in Douglas County. Although Mr. Jessup's sentences were within statutory limits, we feel his sentences were excessive. Respectfully request this court reverse the district court's sentencing decision and order more appropriate sentence. Mr. Jessup's mental health issues were not given the proper weight at sentencing. I would note that Mr. Jessup was a ward of the state at age 7. Special education classes throughout his educational career. He was placed at the mental health facility for 7 months. It was St. Joseph Mental Health Facility. Then he was placed at the Nebraska Regional Center. Mr. Jessup is bipolar, suffers from personality disorder and ADHD.
What do you think the proper sentence should have been?
Probation.
Had he shown an amenability to probation in the past or to treatment at all?
There were issues at the Nebraska Regional Center. Amenable to probation? Perhaps. But the alternative was prison. That would cause more harm. It was noted in the PSI that he needed a long-term structured facility to address his mental health issues, but there wasn't really one available. So we would get pick up more minor offenses, but was never really afforded an opportunity at probation for any offense that he committed in Nebraska.
The sentence was within the statutory limits?
Yes, Your Honor.
So why was it an abuse of discretion?
Because we don't feel the district court, the sentencing order doesn't explain why the district court made the decision they did. But we don't feel that the district court took into consideration all of his mental issues.
All of those things appeared in the pre-sentence report?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the court reviewed the pre-sentence report?
Presumably.
Well, it came up during sentencing, didn't it?
I addressed it.
Thank you.
I would also note that Mr. Jessup scored in the low risk range for aggressiveness and chemical abuse. I think he needs a, like was noted in the PSI, he needed a structured living facility, not prison, which makes it more. Further questions?
Thank you very much. Ms. Marfisi, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Sarah Marfisi, Assistant Attorney General representing the state of Nebraska in this case. The only open issue of law in this case was whether under LB 1094, the minimum portion of Jessup's class 4 felony sentence was required to be less than the maximum term. However, since briefing in this case, this court addressed this issue in State versus Artis and held that under LB 1094, nothing requires the minimum term of an indeterminate class 4 felony sentence to be less than the maximum term. Therefore, both of Jessup's sentences fall squarely within statutory limits. Additionally, as argued in our brief, the sentences were warranted and were not an abuse of discretion.
The sentences that were pronounced were indeterminate sentences?
Yes, Your Honor. Jessup was sentenced on a Class 3 pre-605 sentence, which meant that his Class 4 post-605 sentence was also to be an indeterminate sentence. And therefore, this case is squarely under Artis, nothing requires the minimum sentence to be less than the maximum, and his 18 to 18-month sentence was proper.
As long as you're there and potentially could answer questions. In the post-1094 environment, where you have an attached class 4 or 3 to a higher grade classification, and thus we're under 29-2204.02 sub 4. What happens if a judge pronounces what appears to be a determinant sentence? What's the effect of that? Is it void? Is it an indeterminate sentence by operation of law? And if it's the latter, how does one get to that conclusion?
Well, Your Honor, in this court in State versus Chacon, the case which was argued the same day as State versus Artis, faced a sentence that was, it did appear to be an indeterminate sentence. It was a 2-year sentence. And this court remanded that sentence for resentencing. It also had a post-conviction release attached, so that was a second error. But under State versus Chacon, it would appear that that sentence would need to be resentenced to an indeterminate sentence.
Thank you.
Unless you have any further questions, the state would simply ask that this court affirm the judgment and sentence of the district court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How much time do we have?
6 minutes and 24 seconds.
Mr. Johnson.
If there's no questions from this court, I do feel that I don't agree with the state that under Artis, which we were anticipating questions about, because this matter was pending when we made the decision. 18 months would be a legal sentence, even determinant. Minimum sentences does not have to lessen the maximum sentence because it's a class. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day.